I heard about this tale long time ago, but never had the faith nor believed in my soul. Yeah, now Mother Nature sent to me three little birds singing a song, saying it was so. Yeah, now I'm on my way, and I won't come to see me this day. Tell him I will be with my brethren, fridge and tea all day, singing down by the river.
This is my organ heritage, and we're saying blessed love and greetings, and it's a season greetings. Keep the dial locked. It's all about Lightning Radio. Boom.
Right now, you're in tune to Daddy Fridge, and I'm here with the royal family of reggae music, Peter Moogan and Mojo Moogan. They were born in Bushwick, Brooklyn. It's none other than the one and only Moogan Heritage. Blessed love, and thanks for giving us your time this morning, as I know you're just passing through the UK to promote your singles and everything that's going on. Welcome.
Yeah, give thanks.
All right, first of all, I have to start off by asking you how Moogan Heritage was formed, as you're all brothers and sisters, and Demroy Moogan is your father. Please explain some more to me.
I mean, Moogan Heritage is a family group, consists of four brothers and our sister, Una Moogan. You know the history. Our father's Demroy Moogan, his big hit record in the early 80s was I'll Do Anything For You. One of the first Jamaican artists to reach, you know, on the top levels of the Billboard charts. And, you know, we grew up under a heavy influence of music in our home. So, you know, music was almost like inevitable for us to be a part of it. I mean, we didn't see ourselves being as big as we are. And, you know, if someone told us when we were in elementary that we'd be in the UK and Paris and Africa and Australia, and I'll be like, you're crazy. But you know, these things have become reality, and we give thanks to the Most High for these blessings, you know. So it's been a long trial, and we continue to try, and you know, it's just all love and music.
Scene. Okay, Morgan Heritage made their first appearance at the Reggae Sunsplash in Jamaica in 1992, which led you being signed to MCA, and the release of the debut album Miracles in 1994 with tracks like Darling, Human Cry, Push, Life, Miracles, and many more. What was it like for you knowing that the hard work had finally started to pay off? Although, I know say MCA wanted you to do some kind of pop music.
That is you know the history, man.
You know, say we have a dig deep, you know?
Yes, I. Very impressive.
Yeah,
I will tell you. But yeah, I mean, it was an experience to be able to make that kind of music, you know, incorporate that pop sound into reggae. Cause when we make that album, we record a series of tunes, at least 80 tunes in Jamaica with Sly and Robbie, Andel Tucker, Stephen Stewart, Barry O'Hare. You know, just to name Mikey a few Bennett. Other people, Mikey Bennett. We record with so many different people while in Jamaica, and they only picked one song out of all of those tunes. So, you know, they made us work with a lot of great songwriters and producers at the time, so that was a nice process for us as young songwriters and producers and musicians. But at the same time, I think the sound that we envisioned for ourselves was compromised a bit.
See. Okay, well, talking about people that you've worked with, I know that you've worked with both King Jammies and Bobby Digital Dixon. Now, two different producers. What's it like? What's the difference between the two of them?
Jammies is like working with your father.
See.
Bobby Digital is like working with your brother. You know, it's more a youthful vibe. I'm more, I wouldn't say just happier, but I'm more energy where you and your bridge in them would have share. You know, them kind of vibe. But work with Jammies like you're part with some elders and you learn, you know?
See.
Yeah, that type of thing there.
All right. You were raised with instrumental and vocal training.
Yeah.
And one person I know which stood out for you, but you never really knew who he was at first, was Jackie Mitu. Now, I know I say this guy done many things, and what I want to know, and the listeners of course, is what was it like working with him and making him show you certain things early stages inside the business?
I mean, for us, it was just like another teacher teaching us the music. You know what I mean? The difference with Jackie at that time was that he was teaching us the root of reggae music and ska music, while our other vocal coaches and stuff were teaching us, you know, just how to sing properly and breathe and just the basic know-hows of music. And, you know, when my father brought in Jackie, it was about learning how to play it together.
Same.
As a band, playing live music, and you know, Jackie stressed on that. But at the time, like you know, we didn't know who this man was. You know, until years after he passed away, and then we seen a lot of articles come out on him, and there were CDs, and we was like, yo, that's our teacher. You know, and then we found out that he was, you know, from the Scatolites and the whole history behind Jackie Mitu, and was like, wow, we had a man like that teaching us music. So it was like an honor. You know, we had a greater love for him after than when he was working with us.
See.
It's crazy.
Okay, the song Brooklyn and Jamaica, which says just ask me about Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And is one of the tunes on the new album that's out. Please tell us how it came about, as I know the rhythm came from Shane Brown.
Yeah. Shane Brown is a good friend of ours. You know, he toured with us for many years as our host engineer, and also been doing his production. And he did a rhythm called Confessions that we voiced for him once, and then after Confessions hit, the big song of that rhythm was Chuck Fender's Gash the Man Like Them. After that, he, you know, was on tour, and he said, yo, we have our next rhythm, you know, and we said, yo, let's hear it. And he gave it to us while we were on tour, and the song basically sung itself.
So,
you know what I mean? It wasn't like a thing where we had a hard time trying to find it. It just happened. The song just come, and we was like, yo, you know, so I gotta do a thing about the Bushwick. And then, you know, it just happened because we've never written a song about Brooklyn before like that.
See.
You know, it's the one and only song of our career where we wrote about where we were born. You know, we write more about Jamaica than Brooklyn. So, you know, that song really stands out in our career, and it's a landmark song in our career, and we're happy that we had the opportunity to be inspired to write that song.
Okay, I have to ask you, please, give us a couple of lines out of Brooklyn and Jamaica.
Ah, I don't know nothing much about Beverly Hills. I don't know about working for the system. I don't know about life on Miami Beach. But let me tell you about the streets. Ask me about Brooklyn. I know the ganja move in the streets. When the poor you can't sleep, ask me about Brooklyn, yeah.
Kaboom! I tell you. All right, let's play Brooklyn and Jamaica right here, lightningradio.co.uk.
Ask me about how the youth flow. It's a reality show. I don't know nothing much about Beverly Hills. I don't know about working for the system. I don't know about life on Miami Beach. But know a little about the streets. Just ask me about Brooklyn. I know the ganja move in the streets. And when you're poor, you can't sleep. Ask me about Brooklyn. Where every day another fight status. Choose how much ganja to bust. Just ask me about Jamaica. Where life is getting harder. And if you ever come on, you ask me about Jamaica. Where the policeman and soldier. No stop charge man for murder. So, nobody ask me about things that I don't know. Ask me about reality and I will show. Show you just how they get to you. Slow. This is real life living on a proper shore. We don't know about owning yachts and fancy cars. But where we come from, those who show off become victims. Cause in the ghetto, everyone is a superstar. And everyone is back in need. Just ask me about Brooklyn. I know the ganja move in the streets. And when you're poor, you can't sleep. Ask me about Brooklyn. Where every day you know the vice that does you so much gunshot about. Just ask me about Jamaica. Where life is getting harder. And if you ever come on, you ask me about Jamaica. Where the policeman and soldier no stop charge man for murder. Cause this life, it's not a pretty life. When you're living this, you get a life, eh. Upon the east side, I'll tell you this life, eh. It's not a pretty life. When you're living this, you get a life, eh. Over on the west side, just ask me about Brooklyn. And when the ganja move in the streets. And when you're poor, you can't sleep. Ask me about Brooklyn. Where every day you're not the vice that does. Choose so much ganja to bust. Just ask me about Jamaica. Where life is getting harder. And if you ever come on, ask me about Jamaica. Where the policeman and soldier. Now stop charge man be murder. Oh, I can't tell you nothing much about Beverly Hills. I can't tell you nothing much about the system. And I can't tell you nothing much about Miami Beach. But I can tell you about the streets. I. See, we can't tell you about owning yachts and fancy cars. But where we come from, the who show up become victims. In the ghetto, everyone is a superstar. And everyone is back in need. Just ask me about Brooklyn. I know the ganja move in the streets. And when you're poor, you can't sleep. Ask me about Brooklyn.
Blessed love, massive. This is Morgan Heritage. And we're saying blessed love and greetings. And it's a season greetings. Keep the dial locked. It's all about Lightning Radio. There. Boom.
You're in tune to Daddy Fridge and I'm here speaking to Morgan Heritage. Okay, another song I have to touch on from the album is Raid Roots Dance. It's a cover of the song from Still Post. What made you want to cover a Still Post song?
Still Post is like one of our most favorite bands. Not just of reggae music, but just a band. I remember going to elementary school. A guy by the name of Ronnie Butler used to play in my dad's band.
So, yeah.
And after my dad took off from the road, he joined Steel Pulse and toured with Steel Pulse for years. And one time he came back from tour and he brought a cassette of Steel Pulse live in Paris. You know, because they used to tape their shows, and he got a copy and he gave it to us. And I mean, for at least that whole school year, we'd listen to that live Steel Pulse cassette every night. Okay. Every night before we went to sleep, we'd play that in the house, and it was a time where listening to them as a live band inspired us as a live band to want to bring more to our show after listening to what Steel Pulse was doing. It was fascinating to us. I mean, we were just in junior high school,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and listening to Steel Pulse, one of the legends of our music, and then to finally be able to work with them on the same stage, our opening for them years later. And just seeing them perform in person and knowing that this is the band that we idolized growing up. And Red Roots Dance, which their song is Blues Dance Red,
yeah,
is one of their songs that we love collectively. You know, where everybody in the group love that song. You know, you have everybody have their favorite songs, but that's one song of Steel Pulse that everyone in the group loves. And we said, we got to do this one in honor of Steel Pulse one day. And it's a song that we've been wanting to do for a long time, but, you know, it just finally happened on Mission in Progress.
Yeah, man. All right. The Vans Woot Festival, which is a rock festival, and Morgan Heritage were the first reggae band invited to do this tour. Please explain a bit more about the tour and how it came for Morgan Heritage to be part of a rock festival.
The Vans Woot Tour was a special situation where the producer of the tour, he did some production on a Bob Marley festival that happens in California every year in Long Beach and San Diego. And he came to us and was like, I got this tour that I do, and I want this generation to experience what I experienced when I went to the Peter Tosh and Bob Marley commercial concerts when I was younger. And he invited us to see what it was like for about 2 weeks in 01. And then when he saw the response from the crowd and we saw the response, he was like, all right, let's do the whole thing. And then we went back in 2002 and did the whole thing. And just being with those guys was like, you know, the energy in their music, you know, is more intense than the energy in our music. It was at the time. And when you listen to the message, you realize it's one and the same.
Yeah, man.
And that's where the connection came in. That revolutionary spirit in punk rock music is the same revolutionary spirit within reggae music, especially the Rastaman side of reggae music. Man. You know, so it gave us a boost in our sound, you know, and out of us doing that tour evolved, you know, rockers, you know, the sound that Morgan Heritage is known for today, reggae music that rocks.
Okay. All right, you know what? I've apologized to you guys, yeah? Because my singing is not up there. But you see one thing? Me tell a town one day, a par with a white youth that come all the way from Brixton. And Daddy Fridge, I look to me and say, how comes this soundboy full of so much groofiness?
Yeah.
All right. I've asked about a tune. It's one tune that I beat and beat and beat till I can't beat it no more. Who did you work with on the production? And where did such a strong message come from?
We worked with Kemar McGregor, Flavor. You know, we know him as DJ Flavor from when I play upon radio, Richie B and them thing there.
See.
You know, Flavor a good youth, you know, and he's been a long time friend of the family. And, you know, we've always liked his works. And he did a rhythm before this Rubber Dub rhythm here, where he had Richie Spice on it. And what's her name? Queen Afrika with Daddy Don't Touch Me There. And we heard the song in Jamaica. I was like, yo, who produced that? Because I love that song, Queen Afrika, respect every time. And we found out that Flavor did it. I was like, what? And then we link him up and say, yo, Flavor, I tune a guan in a bass. I said, my tune a guan, me have a rhythm where me need no pun. I was like, we are sick. Because, you know, we never link him up for, no, we just link him up for bless him up and tell him, we love guan.
Yeah, man.
And he gave us this rhythm. And, you know, we take it up to St. Thomas and vibes it and thing. And the song does come, you know, because when we in St. Thomas at our farm place, you know, a lot of inspiration hit us up there. Because, you know, when we go out and look over the hilltop and look over the valleys, it's like, you know, whole heap of melodies and lyrics just come to you. You know, it's a place that we love to go to write songs, you know, St. Thomas, Jamaica, big up every time. And the song that's come, you know what I mean? And with what did I go on in Jamaica and what still goes on in Jamaica? You know, like even Mojo, when he talks about $1 million check, you know, he explains to you that, you know, the $1 billion corporations are always in the news and they're talking about them feeling it in the recession. But the reality is, it's the everyday people who are feeling it the most. You know what I mean? Because these $1 billion corporations, they still have billions. You know, when you look upon what go on in Jamaica, the heartbeat of Jamaica is the everyday people. They are the people that keep the country going and keep the life in the system going day to day. But these are the people that you don't hear about. But these are the people who are feeling the pain. They are feeling the oppression. They are feeling the depths of the recession. To them, it's more like a depression. You know what I mean? So sometimes people get upset at Morgan Heritage because we talk about the rise things of our country. and the things that people don't like to review. But at the same time, we are for the people, man. You know what I mean? And it's not about, you know, just doing songs about partying and girls and having bling, and but about everyday people, because at least 85% of the world is poor. You know, it's not everybody rich. Everybody is not a middle class. You have more poor people than anything in the world. So word advice for these people. So, you know, we come up out of that life. We know what it is to be poor. We know what it is to not have. We know what it is to have one banana share for 10 children. You know what I mean? So we always relate to that. And when we vibe with these people and we roll with these people and we chill with these people, you know, we continue to be a part of the struggle. So we like to put our voices to use in the benefit of the underprivileged people of society.
Sing. Let's play Nothing to Smile About right here. LightningRadio.co.uk.
No people come to Jamaica, no know how we live things. Say everything nice, true, we full of vibes and ting. Them same one feel it to them heart when them get few overstand the real thing. Yeah. Me day a town one day, I part with a white man we come all the way from Norway. And him turn to me and say, how comes Jamaica full of summer screw face? Same time he lift me head to the sky, and a teardrop fall from me high. Me say, man, you come with God for a drive, let me show you why me cry. Look on the gully side, do you see anything to smile about? Look at that hungry child, yeah. Do you see anything to smile about? Look at the school that you them go forget them education. Do you see anything to smile about? Look at the conditions of our police stations. Do you see anything to smile about? No, same time the brother said, how can the nation believe in this way? And the next thing him said, how can the government play so many games? Same time my heart fall to the ground, cause there's much more where that comes from. Certain place they are worse than slum. Youth man come and take a look on Riverton. Do you see anything to smile about? Look on Pienland, yeah. Do you see anything to smile about? Franca's Mobe and Sopras Heights in Spain. Do you see anything to smile about? Woodblocks, Kenta, Yamatown, they're all the same. Do you see anything to smile about? No, no. No, 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 no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. No, when me say, no people come to Jamaica, no know how we live things. Say everything nice, too, we full of vibes and things. Eh, eh. Them same one feel it to them heart when them get few overstand the real thing. When them look on the gully side, them no see nothing there to smile about. When them look on a hungry child, yeah. Them no see nothing there to smile about. When them look on the schools, where the youth them go to get them education. Them no see nothing there to smile about. When them sight up the condition of the police station, them no see nothing there to smile about. My story said, they are torn one day, but with a white man we come all the way from Brixton. Daddy Fridge turned to me and say, how come those some boys full of so much screw face? Yo, this is my Morgan Heritage and we keep it locked to Daddy Fridge every time, all the time. Saying, blaze it up, Fridge, you don't know how to reggae music.
You're in tune to Daddy Fridge and I'm here speaking to Morgan Heritage. Okay, just before we move on to your solo projects, please tell me, will we be seeing Morgan Heritage here in the UK anytime soon, all together?
Nah, that's definitely not going to happen anytime soon. Morgan Heritage, we are only performing in places that we have not been over the past 10 years. Europe, the UK, America, Canada are places that we're going to give a break for a little while. Because we've been touring these places consecutively for so long. And the places like Africa, the South Pacific, South America, you know, these are the places that are in high demand for Morgan Heritage.
See.
And we're getting a lot of calls to go to these places. So, yeah. I mean, our schedule for next year as the group, it's so hectic right now going to so many different countries in Africa that we're booked for. And, you know, if anyone from the UK wants to see Morgan Heritage, you're going to have to come catch us in Africa somewhere or in the South Pacific or South America. We just come back from Suriname like literally days ago. and performed for 60,000 people that came out to the concert. So, and these are the people that's been listening to our music for the past 10 years and haven't been seeing us. So when they hear that Margaret is finally coming to their country, it's like the biggest thing that's happening.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, that's where our energy is focusing on when it comes to performance as a group. Solo-wise now, which is what we're focusing on in these first world territories, that's when you're going to see performances from us as solo acts in the UK very soon.
See, that's what we like to hear. But you know what, promoters, they say 2010's booked up. You better start get your bookings in for 2011. You understand? God spare life. Okay, well, time to move on to the solo careers. I know your father had a lot to do with this, and it was always something that he wanted you to do. So let me ask you, Peter, about your solo works at the moment, as I know you have songs like Golden Brown out, Only You, and Secrets, which are all going on with things at the moment. I have to ask you though, apart from your father wanting you to do solo stuff, why did yous as a group decide that you wanted to go and start doing your own solo stuff?
It happened in a weird way. Last year, 08 November, we were scheduled to do a UK, a European tour, 6 weeks, and we canceled it. As Gramps had a reoccurring injury that he received from high school playing American football.
Yeah.
And, you know, during the downtime, you know, we was like, we had several conversations and, you know, phone conference calls and meetings together where we were like, what are we going to do for 09 and 2010? What are we going to do to, you know, give these people something different from the group? And what do we want to do to excite our career? And, you know, we were like, we don't want to be predictable because everyone is going to expect us to go out on to do another tour behind the album Mission in Progress. And, you know, Mojo was always doing some recordings on a solo project. And he was like, yo, let's do some solo projects. And everybody was like, yeah, let's do it. Because it's going to, you know, give us a new challenge.
Yeah, man.
Because with Morgan Heritage, we became comfortable. We're still comfortable. We know how Morgan Heritage works. We know what our fans like. We know how to deliver. And give thanks to the Most High that he continues to inspire us, where every time we get together and do something as Morgan Heritage, it gets better with time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we was like, yo, let's do this solo project. And I think this will create some kind of something to get the fans excited, get the media excited about Morgan Heritage again. And we made an announcement after we canceled the tour, and then a whole lot of things started flying over the internet. On, you know, in the newspapers, Morgan Heritage just broken up. People on radio saying Morgan Heritage is broken up. It was like, whoa, we need to do some damage control here. You know, and we spent at least the first 6 months of this year trying to get people to understand that, look, what we are doing are solo projects where the group is introducing each person as an individual to the public, to the fan base. And we're getting a chance to explore different genres of music that inspire us since we were kids growing up. As Morgan Heritage, I could never do an R&B. We could never do an R&B album. As Morgan Heritage, we'd never do a rock album because Morgan Heritage is a roots reggae group, and we're loyal to that.
See.
And we'll always be loyal to that. That's when we say heritage for life. You know, say rock as you get. But as Peter, I can do some R&B. I can do some hip hop. As Mojo Morgan, him can do alternative rock music or in music, in song, yeah, in Rasta rock. Yuna can do our neo raga soul. Grant can do our adult contemporary R&B. So we get a chance to spread our wings and we're challenged again. Like when we just moved to Jamaica and we were challenged to work with different producers and jump on rhythms and have an outstanding song on a rhythm. So now we feel like we're starting all over again and it's fun. It's given us new life in our career and, you know, it's just something that our father always said that one day we're going to have to do this. And we was like, nah, daddy, man, we're not do that. But, you know, it's something that after doing this for 10, 12 years, you know, you find something that gives you new energy, new life, and that's what it's doing.
Okay. Well, right now I've got it right here in my hand, Gideon Soldiers Entertainment. And I tell you, it's something that you're hearing inside the UK pushing right now. Your track, Only You.
Yes.
Now tell me about the track, Only You.
Only You, it's a nice dance track. It's R&B flavored with a little dancehall beat to it. But it's a song that I love, and actually it's the first official single from my upcoming album.
Same.
So it's just been released to radio, and that's the main reason we're here promoting the two singles that's coming out. The single will be released online wherever you buy your music online, any online store, iTunes, Amazon, whatever. It's going to be released January 18th. January 18th is the release date for the single.
You just let something out to me. New album. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
The new album, I'm putting the finishing touches on it right now. I'm having a great time working with this young kid named Icon, who produced the first single with me, and he's done another track on the album. I'm also working with two producers in America on the album, one from a clique of producers named Basement Beats. They're mainly known for their work that they've done with Nelly and the St. Lunatics over the years. They did the whole Country Grammar album and all that stuff that you hear from St. Louis. That's them. And then another dude named Voodoo Spells, who is known for doing a lot of work with Ludacris and Chingy.
Yeah, man.
And you know, we just have a good vibe, a good chemistry, and we're making some good music. And I think the album's really gonna blow people's minds, because they're not gonna really expect this from me, which is the reason why we're doing these solo albums. You know, when you hear these albums, you're not gonna hear Morgan Heritage. You're gonna hear Peter. You're gonna hear Mojo. You're gonna hear Gramps. You're gonna hear us as individuals, and it's really gonna be mind blowing. But we promise you, it's gonna be great.
Give us a couple of lines out of Only You.
You got them eyes, you got that walk, you got that smile, you got that only you, you love only you, yeah. Only You, my brand new single, officially from the debut album, coming soon.
Let's play Only You exclusive here, lightningradio.co.uk.
Shawty, I like ya, now I wanna love ya, hey, yeah, hey. Now you got them eyes, you got that walk, you got that smile that makes me wanna get with you, and love only you. Sounds so sweet when you talk, makes me wanna get lost in loving you, love only you. Hey girl, you got this endless attraction, makes me wanna be so close to you. Every time, in the meantime, in between time, yeah, all the time. See, I can't get enough, enough of your time, and the more we spend, I'm loving you more,
enough,
and more,
enough.
You're so fine. You got them eyes, you got that walk, you got that smile that makes me wanna get with you, and love only you. Sounds so sweet when you talk, makes me wanna get lost in loving. Come and let me love you, baby, in the way that you want it, baby. You be mommy, I'll be daddy, and let us get it poppin', baby. While beat's playing in the jukebox, keep your body whining and don't stop. While I look in your eyes, you keep me hypnotized. 'Cause you got them eyes, you got that walk, you got that smile that makes me wanna get with you, and love only you. How fine things will go with you by my side. I'm letting you know, wanna take you around the world, and every stop we'll make, I'll take you on a shopping spree. 'Cause you deserve the best, and now
you deserve
we'll do
the best.
All that I can to make
all
you
that I can
feel. Alright, 'cause you got them, and you got them.
Blessed Love Massive, this is Morgan Heritage, and we're saying blessed love and greetings, and it's a season greetings. Keep the dial locked, it's all about Lightning Radio. Boom.
You're in tune to Daddy Fridge, and I'm here speaking to Morgan Heritage. Okay, Mojo, let's speak about your solo career. You have worked with Peter Tosh on Herb Man's Anthem, and also you have the song entitled River Now, Why Oh Why, and Million Dollar Check, one track that way. It's pushing hard. It's pushing hard, I'm telling you. And we got it exclusive here. We're going to feature it in a moment. But tell us, how did Million Dollar Check come about?
The recession, you know. The hard times when you see people around you and you're going through the struggles that you don't see on the news every day. And as Peter said earlier, you know, the masses of the earth is feeling this economic downturn in a different way from the billion-dollar corporations that you see on the news every day. So this song is just an expression from someone that is supposed to be in a better position saying, I feel your pain.
Yeah,
I know what you're going through. You know, I can relate. Because the basic needs are hard for people nowadays. The basic needs, keeping the car going, the power on in your house, clothes on your back, food to eat. They're rough. So, you know, it's nice when someone can know that a next man feeling pain, because we're all human.
Yeah, man.
Give me a couple of lines out of Million Dollar Check.
Knock, knock, who's at the door? It's the repo man, they get the 4x4 now. I need a $1 million check today, so I can go on my way. I don't ever want to owe anyone. Daddy Fridge, for you, I sing this song.
Kaboom! I'll tell you straight, this is what I love about the solo careers, you understand? Because when you listen to a Mugen Heritage song, Peter Heritage, you're the frontline man, you understand? And right now, from these solo projects, I can say, boy, you know what? I can see what Mojo's got. I can see what Una's got. I can see what Gramps has got. I can see what you got, you understand? And that's what I like about it, and I tell you, yeah, I'm liking it. It's big things. It's big things, you know?
And we're saying blessed love and greetings, and it's a season greetings. Keep the dial locked. It's all about lightning radio. Boom.
Okay, talking about Gramps and Una, they're also doing their solo stuff.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about what's going on for them right now.
Actually, Una's in the studio working on her album. She's been doing a lot of work on that. Mojo has even just helped her produce one song with her. Gramps, actually, he's in Mexico right now filming a video with a guy named Big Ali from France. He's from America originally, but he's based out of Paris. He did a dance duet with the guy.
See.
And they're shooting a video in Mexico and Cuba, actually. They did Cuba a few days ago and now they're in Mexico.
Yeah,
he just came off of a summer-long tour with India Irie and John Legend. Right off of that, he went on tour with Buju Banton in the States for 6 weeks.
Yeah,
and he's doing very good. His album, his first debut was called Two Sides of My Heart, Volume 1, which is doing very well for him. And he's getting ready to go back in the studio to finish Volume 2, which is going to be the more R&B adult contemporary side of his art. So
that's I like to hear that, because I linked up with Gramps Morgan about 3 months ago when he was here.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Volume 1, and we asked him about Volume 2.
Yeah.
And he said, why? Not yet, really, nothing called about that yet. You know, may I push Volume 1, may I push Volume 1.
Yeah.
But you know, we got it.
Yeah.
R&B side of things coming,
yes.
Volume 2.
Yes.
He's working on it.
He's working on it.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
Is all I can say. All right. I know that people that used to open some shows for you, the likes of Irie Love,
yes.
And is it Laza?
Laza.
Laza.
Yeah.
I always have problems pronouncing Laza. His name, you know?
Laza.
Yeah, tell us a bit about them. Laza. They're working with you?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Laza's doing a lot of work with some youths out of California right now, production-wise. So he's been doing that. Irie has been spending a lot of time here in the UK doing some work. She's been out in LA working with a producer named Salam Remy. And as soon as me and Mojo finish our albums and get that done, we're planning on going into the studio full-fledged with Irie to get her record done and get it out there.
That's what I like to hear, you know. Irie Love is someone that I've been pushing as well here, you know.
Yeah.
My gosh. Okay, just before we go, Morgan Heritage, is there any plans for new stuff?
Well, I mean, right now we're just pushing these two new singles, Only You from Peter, Million Dollar Check from Mr. Mojo, and just finishing the final touches of the albums, and we're getting ready to present it to the world. And next year is going to be a good year.
My gosh, well, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, but I can't just let you go like that. My listeners, why, they expect big things from me, you understand?
Yeah.
I wanted the big tunes,
yeah.
Down by the Rivers.
Yeah.
Give us a couple of lines out of it for the listeners.
I'll be down by the river, yeah, yeah, waiting for the good Lord to pass my way. Oh yeah, yeah, I'll be down by the river, yeah, yeah, listening Daddy Fridge bless the lovely day with the music he play, yeah, blaze it up.
Once again, blessed love, and I wish you all the best in what you go on to do. And I have to send a big shout reaching out to Pereira, Mr. Special Delivery himself, also Pusha from VP Records for making this possible. Blessed love. Grams, won't you sing about your lady?